How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm going to do the shortest intro I've ever done to any show I've ever done, and that's because I want to save as much time as I can for our guest who is on the telephone with us. I've tried for the last couple of weeks to get through to Clarissa Jimenez, who is the president and CEO of the Puerto Rico Hotel and Tourism Association. And I have, of course, been unsuccessful. Every time I've called, I get a recording that says that the telephones are not working at this time. Today, I decided, let me try again and see if I get lucky. And boy, did I get lucky. Not only did the phone call go through, the people are in the office. Clarissa was in the office. She's there, and she's going to talk with us and give us a real live update on what's going on in Puerto Rico. Because I have to tell you, you cannot trust everything you hear. If you listen to the news, there's nothing in Florida. It's all gone. That's not true. That's not true. And in fact, yesterday I had on Michael Mankey, who is the general manager of the plantation on Crystal River, which is about an hour and 20 minutes north of Tampa. 2 weeks ago, right after the storm hit Florida, I had on the Jonathan, the owner of the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in South Beach, Florida. So it's better to hear from the people that really are in the know and not the people who are in the newsroom who tell you what they want you to think. So we're going to go off now and talk with Clarissa Jimenez. We are so blessed that they have electric in her office. They have telephones in her office. And she was in her office and I was able to get her. So stay with me because we're going to talk with her right after this.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
If you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and you put in the name Clarissa Jimenez, spelled with a J, people, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. Years ago, I had her on the air with me a good couple of times. And in fact, we even did a promotion to make sure everybody knew about a special event that was going on the beach where every day for several days a week, whatever it was, you could go and they had all kinds of chefs out there cooking all kinds of things. And we kept up with each other for a while and then we kind of lost track. And I am so happy that you are alive and well and your office is open and you've got electric and you've got telephone. And I'm welcome back on to Travel with Stephanie Abrams, Clarissa.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. It's great talking to you. And yes, we are also very happy to have power and to have the telephones working and trying to get things back to normal as quickly as possible.
So let's get the real story. Firstly, how is your house?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Only cosmetic damages. You know, I think I was one of the lucky ones.
So wonderful.
We had a huge hurricane come into the island, and certain areas, of course, were totally devastated. But I'm glad that it was not the case for us.
Okay. How many members are there in the Puerto Rico Hotel and Tourism Association?
We have close to 475 corporate members.
And of those members, what percentage are in good shape, operating, about to operate, waiting for guests, soon to have guests, as compared to those that really had severe damage and need a lot of work?
Well, it's hard to say right now because there are still certain areas that we have not been able to talk to them because of telecommunications were badly damaged. Every day we see an improvement, and it's coming back. Right now it's close to 40% of the service that was restored. But as I mentioned, the route that the hurricane took, those areas were hurt a lot more. From our members, I mean, we have some that are fully operational right now, not only hotels, but even attractions, and they are working normally. We have some that received some cosmetic damages, especially in the hotels, in that group. But they're working on restoring everything quickly, and a lot of them will be open by November, others in December. So it's, you know, it depends where you were located on the island.
The news that we are seeing and we see day after day, firstly, Puerto Rico had knocked Virgin Islands completely off the radar for discussion. You don't even hear anybody talk about the Virgin Islands anymore. And the news we hear about Puerto Rico is a very broad brush of it's flattened, it's gone, it's finished, it's people are leaving, they're never going back. That's the kind of news that we're getting.
Well, the reality is that because of the situation with the power, right now only a little more than, what, close to 7% of the population has power back. In our industry, because of past experiences, you know, we were prepared, we were ready. All of the hotels have generators and water tanks and all of that. Even though that today power was restored in many areas, including the Isla Verde area, we still have some areas without it. And it's a choice that some people have made to go and live with someone in the States. They have family, so they might go and spend a couple of weeks and then come back, which, you know, it's perfectly okay, and it's good because that way, you know, when they come back, everything will be back to normal, and especially if you are older or you have special needs, you know, it's something that it's okay. The reality is that everybody here is working very hard, as I mentioned before, to get things back to normal. Of course, it's going to be, you know, maybe a couple of months, a few months before we can really say, okay, things are better now. But the, you know, at some point, and I, for what I've seen from, you know, comments we get from family and friends that are in the States, the images that are still showing are the ones from when the hurricane happened. And thank God things are changing. Every day you see some improvement. Every day you see something new. Yesterday, a friend of mine posted a beautiful photo of the beach at the Carib Hilton. You know, and it looked gorgeous, and this is what Puerto Rico is all about. So,
is that hotel open?
No, the hotel suffered a little bit. Some water got into the property, but they're working on cleaning the property, and it will be ready in a few months, better than ever.
You know, I hold several families in Puerto Rico very close to my heart. And, you know, these are people I know and I feel I know well. And through them, and we have, when we have spent time in Puerto Rico, I have experiences where I really get to know things, not just to see something from a distance, you know, through a window somewhere. And so I have found it very painful to hear remarks from high in our governmental system that make it sound like Puerto Rican people are lazy and it's the place isn't getting cleaned up. It's because they're not doing their part. So it sound, I mean, I was very happy to hear you say everybody's working very hard, because I believe this based on personal knowledge of the people that I know that would never sit by and just say, oh, well, gee, it fell down. Let's wait for somebody else to pick it up.
Oh, no, nothing more farther than the truth. I mean, everybody here has rolled up their sleeves, and you see local communities not waiting for the government to send the garbage trucks or whatever. You know, people are doing everything they can to contribute and to make things better quickly. I have to tell you that the day after the hurricane hit us, I came to my office to check the office, and we did receive a little damage. I mean, some of the glass windows were gone. But immediately we started, you know, cleaning, and on my way here, I saw a lot of the plants and vegetation that was damaged. But the incredible thing, and to me it was very representative of what we are, is in my patio, I have three palms, and on each palm I have an orchid. And I cannot understand today, and when I think about it, it's, I'm just like, I can't even understand how this happened. They still have flowers. And
oh,
the
my
wind
gosh.
Was horrible.
Right, a million-mile-an-hour wind, and your plant still has
and
flowers.
And the orchids still have flowers. So, you know, I took that as a sign.
Oh,
I
and
mean,
that...
we're here. We did get, I mean, we were hit, but
yep.
We're going back to whatever it's, we have it, to do to make sure we're okay.
It's a heavenly-sent message. Stay
it
with
is.
Me. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me talking with Clarissa Jimenez, who's the CEO of the Puerto Rico Hotel and Tourism Association. Don't go away.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We are on the line live with Puerto Rico with Clarissa Jimenez, who is the CEO of Puerto Rico Hotel and Tourism Association. And she just told a story that if you missed it, wait a couple of days and go to travelers411.com. You'll find the podcast and you can listen to what you missed and tell your friends. Because in the midst of this massive, ridiculous, high wind hurricane, when Clarissa went back to her office, when she could finally get through to go to where her office is, outside there were these potted plants. And there were orchids and other plants, and the plants were there in good shape with the flowers, the orchids. Can you imagine something that fragile surviving this hurricane? If you want to talk about a message from the Lord, that has to be it. I mean, that has to be it. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay.
Exactly. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. So when you now you come to your office and you've got electric and telephones, and I know that, you know, you might have been in your office before, but we couldn't reach you. We've been trying for days and days and days. And I thought today, let me give it a shot and see if I can catch you. So what is it that you're – how are you operating? I mean, what is it you're doing? Can you even reach all the hotels?
Most of them. Most of them we did. And next week we're going to visit the southern and west part of the island.
Okay, so let me ask you
this. So we can talk to them directly, because in those areas the communications are not that good yet. But as I mentioned before, every day we see improvements. The government did a dashboard that's called Status Puerto Rico, well, Status PR, and in there you can see how every day we have better communications. We have the water situation where we are at right now, power, everything. And you see improvement every day, and that gives us hope and more desire to continue moving forward and leave this situation with the hurricane in the past.
Will you be in Ponce when you are traveling?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that's we're going to be doing a group in Ponce and one in Mayagüez.
Okay, listen to me carefully.
Mm-hmm.
There are people in Ponce who honestly adopted us like we were family from the first minute.
Okay.
A bunch of years ago, and I have to figure out what year it was, we went to Ponce, and we stayed at the Melia Hotel.
Yes.
Okay, I think they've changed the name a little bit. I think they now call it the Melia Century Hotel or something like that. And we met, of course, Nicholas was the son. one of the sons, and yes. we met the parents. So the mother's name was Maria Melia Alborz?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know if the parents are still with us on this planet because, you know, they were older people when I met them. I hope and pray that they are still with us.
They are.
Oh, how wonderful. Will you please give them hugs and kisses and loves from Stephanie and Mark Abrams?
I definitely will. I mean, I know them very well. So, yes, I will.
I have to get back in touch with them. I think of them often. We interviewed Nicholas and some other people on property at the hotel, and we went visiting to that amazing, I hope that fire station was untouched, the Fireman's Museum there, the red and black.
Yes, in the plaza. Yes, absolutely.
Is it still good? Did it get wiped out?
To tell you the truth, I don't know because
you're going to have to come back and give us a report.
Yes, I will.
Maybe we can get you on again next week. So after you've had a chance to visit the places and you can tell us what's real and what's happening. I tried to call the family that owns that hotel, but I couldn't get through. I mean, they just, you know, you got the recording that said that the phone lines are not happening or whatever.
Yeah, well, they're no longer, they sold the hotel.
How do you like that?
The hotel has new owners, but...
That's probably why they changed the name.
I keep in touch with them through Facebook.
Yeah. All right, well, let them know we think of them all the time because when we visited, the mother and father, Maria and her husband, I forget his name, they took us out for dinner. The next day, they took us sightseeing. They took us to visit a place with this beautiful beach and where all these pelicans walk around. And we had the nicest time with them. They were just, it was like they adopted us and brought us into the family, you know? So do give them my very, very best. And I'm really interested in, I'm so glad that you're going to be able to come back and report to us what's really going on in Puerto mm-hmm. Rico and who is available to accept visitors. How are the airports to get in and out?
The airports are open, and every day we get more and more flights. The airport did suffer some damages in two of the towers, but they're restoring service, and, you know, like every day they add new flights. So hopefully in a few more weeks we'll be back to normal.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
If you relied on the news that you get on TV, if you rely on, you know, just certain feedback and editorial information, I have heard things that make it sound like Puerto Rico has just been blown off the face of the map and it's finished. Don't look for it to be back. It's just finished.
No. I mean, that's crazy. No, we're not finished. As I mentioned before, there were areas that were badly damaged, but a lot of the other areas just received, you know, minor damages. And as I mentioned, everybody's working very hard to get things back to normal on the public and private sector, both.
I would love for you. I would love for you as you're traveling when you. In and around where you are. You're in San Juan, no?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So where you are and places you go and people you talk with, if there are places that are in good shape to receive visitors, will you have them contact me? Or, you know, will you communicate with me and give me that information? Because I would like to invite some of them to come on the air with us and tell us, you know, what it's like, where they are. You know, can you get from the airport to their place? When you get there, can you rely on the fact that there are rooms and there's food and there's electric and there's air conditioning, there's telephones and there's a beautiful beach, there's a swimming pool, there's whatever there is.
Right.
We know what the real is because, you know, honestly, that's one of the reasons I've been trying to reach you because I knew you'd know best. I want to ask you about it. We only have about half a minute, and I want to ask you about one other place. Are you going to be in Rincon at all?
Yes, we're going to Mayagüez, too, in that area to cover the whole West Coast.
Okay. Are you planning on stopping at the Horned Dorset Primavera?
Oh, yes. We'll see our friend Wilhelm on our way.
Okay. You give hugs and kisses from Stephanie Abrams and Mark Abrams to Wilhelm.
I will.
And I want to get, you know, I tried calling him, too, but you couldn't get through to anybody anyplace.
No.
It was so frustrating.
Yeah,
so,
but it's getting better. You keep trying because one day you'll get him soon. I mean. mean.
Yeah, because I would like to get him back on the air. The Horned Dorset Primavera is such a unique and wonderful, wonderful place. It's not far from, what is that big white thing that does like a telescope or something that it was in one of the James Bond movies?
The Arecibo Observatory.
That's it. So I hope that that wasn't damaged by the wind.
No, it was. It's okay.
That's wonderful news. We'll be right back, people. Don't leave me.
She was barefooting. She was barefooting. She was barefooting.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Northern Ireland North Coast.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N Project.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
Castles in the air, I've got a dream. I want the world.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Ethna Fitzpatrick, because I don't think we've spoken since last December. And 10 months is a very long stretch for me and Ethna not to speak to each other. And so I'm glad she's here. She is the daughter of the founder of Fitzpatrick Castle. And today, the head honcho who is in charge of all things and making sure all happens.
The one who pays the bills, Stephanie.
Yeah, right. I get it. And now, with the help of at least two of your family members, two of your sons, Mark Scott Lennon, who I always think of as Mark Scott Lennon Fitzpatrick, but that's not how that works. is the general manager, and one of your other sons is he still involved?
No, Joseph is actually doing an internship with the Intercontinental in New York, believe it or not.
You're kidding.
He's in the Intercon Barclay on Lexington Avenue and having a great time. I'm worried that he might come home.
Wow. The Barclay. I know that hotel well. They used to do lunch with a harpist. There was a lobby area. Do they still do it? Do you know?
They have a wonderful gin bar, and they do jazz. I know that. I think it's on a Tuesday or Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. So they have a very lively lobby. Here am I promoting the Intercon Barclay. What am I doing?
Well, you know, in my last life, when my husband was in the toy industry, during Toy Fair in February, which was when buyers came to New York City from all over the world to buy toys for the following Christmas, and it was like a 3-week thing. His company would take, oh my gosh, we probably had 50 rooms in whatever hotel it was for all the salesmen from around the country. And I would go in for about 10 or 12 days of the 3 weeks he was away. And 1 year or 2 years, I think, they used the Barclay, and I just fell in love with that hotel. But that predates it being an Intercontinental. So in any event, I'm glad to have you, because in the next hour, we're going to have Lana and Sterling Z on. They're from Texas. Where are you that it's so noisy?
I'm not. I'm calling you from Dublin.
Oh, well,
it couldn't
just
be noisy. I'm in a room on my own.
Oh, well, it sounded like a great wind blowing through. Maybe it's the transatlantic connection. But in any event,
might be.
Yeah. I do my thing as the Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother, and I sorted out a visit in Ireland and a visit in Boston in one trip for Lana and Sterling, who just came home last week and who will be on in the next hour so we can learn about their trip. And I had them in Dublin for 3 nights, and Sterling did not want to drive. He had real concerns about driving on the left side of the road, which I have to get him over, because it's not really no big deal, people. We've driven over 70,000 miles in Ireland at this point. It's not a big deal. And they're not the only place. If you were able today to go to the U.S. Virgin Islands, you'd be driving on the left side of the road. And it's even more confusing there because you're driving a normal car. A left-hand side car on the left side of the road is more confusing than driving a right-hand side where the steering wheel is on the left side of the road. It's not a big deal. Anyway, I needed to get them out of Dublin. So I had them in Dublin for 3 nights, and I had to get them out so that they, you know, Dublin proper, Dublin town, so that they, you know, they didn't have the experience of the person who comes to New York and never gets out of Manhattan. And so we had them for 2 nights at Fitzpatrick Castle, and we're going to hear all about their experience in the next hour. But I just thought we ought to catch up with you, Ethna, and find out about what's cooking at this glorious time of year on the east coast of Ireland, and particularly in Killiney, the Beverly Hills of Dublin. And, you know, what should we know about that we don't know about?
Well, I suppose we're coming into that lovely, awesome time in Killiney where the trees turn into wonderful colours. And I know you guys on the East Coast and around the Midwest experience wonderful colours, but there is nothing like Dublin Bay and the colours of autumn just draping the hills around us. It's just stunning. So it's a lovely time of year. We enjoy that. And of course, at the castle, we're launching into a big refurbishment program. So we're about to spend a lot of money. We're going to paint the castle, Stephanie.
What color?
Time you come, it'll be a different color.
Will you tell me what color?
We're toying with a kind of a dark blue-gray, highlighting the turrets in a nice white, off-white. So it'll be different, very different, and really going back to what it was originally, way back when my mom and dad bought it.
That is hilarious. Ethna, yeah. That is hilarious. Because I remember the stories that you've told me about how you wanted to change the color and everybody in the family had an opinion, but it was your castle and you decided you're doing it your way, and you did this marvelous burgundy color with white trim, and you mm-hmm. got all kinds of flack from the family, but you really loved it. And now that you're changing it, you're going back to what it was. That is hilarious, Ethna.
Yeah. That's life. Call it whatever. Metamorphosis.
I love it.
Anyway,
there's a story under
thing.
That story.
Then, your famous restaurant, your favorite restaurant, should I say, in the Dungeon, the Grill.
I love
We're
it.
We're completely
there.
Ripping it apart in the next couple of weeks and rebranding it and making it a far different space entirely. So, again, hopefully we'll have all that ready
okay,
by November.
So hold on a minute. Okay. The Dungeon, people, is such a wonderful space. And the walls are shaggy, raggedy stone, mm-hmm. like you'd expect to see in a dungeon. Now, you're not changing any of that, are you?
I know, we're not changing the original dungeon walls, but the restaurant that comes off as an annex to the dungeon bar, we are changing that in terms of decor. And it's just going to look much, much plusser and nicer and warmer coming into the winter times. And it's time for change.
Well, I have to it's one of my favorite places in Ireland to eat because, first of all, the food is fabulous. Secondly, if you're... You know, we were out somewhere and you had a big lunch, or you're just, you know, you've had so many big meals in a row for so many days that, you know, you want something lighter. You can do that. You can do soups and burgers and things and whatever that are, you know, not quite over the top, or not. You can go for something that's, you know, more plentiful and, you know, something heavier or more, I don't know, richer or what? I mean, the menu's not going to change a lot, is it?
Well, it won't, because Chef Sean Dempsey, who you know has been with us for nearly 47 years now, they're longer than I've been. He is working really hard on new menus, but Sean, being the traditionalist that he is, will insist that the good old home basics are there, and we use Irish local produce, and it'll very much harp on the local produce of the area, and there'll always be fresh fish and the fresh seafood of Dublin Bay that everyone loves won't go away from the menu. And obviously we've got to cater to all needs, so it's never going to change that dramatically. It's good Irish food in a great Irish atmosphere.
Oh, I have to tell you something. I made a mistake delving into the story about the refurbishment of the dungeon, which, from my point of view, you could just leave alone because I love it there. But hotels do this all the time. I'm always surprised when somebody tells me what that they're going to be changing and doing and whatever. And I guess, you know, there's some need to, you know, keep up with trends and this and that. But so many places, it's like, you know, they're just coming off of finishing Adair Manor after being closed for 22 months. They were supposed to be closed for 18 months, but it's taken longer, which is always no surprise when you get into, you know, construction and whatnot. And they could have left it alone for me. I mean, it looked great to me. But in any event, we started to talk about food, and I started to think about the dungeon, and I started to think about Executive Chef Sean Dempsey and his gifted hands. And I was thinking, I don't know why, I just thought to myself, you know, when I want a dinner that's not a whole big dinner, because maybe we went out somewhere and had a big lunch or whatever, but I know I'm going to be hungry in 3 hours and, you know, it'll be the middle of the night or whatever, I will order seafood chowder. And I started to think about your seafood chowder and brown bread, and that is a meal, because it's like nothing you've ever had in the U.S. When they tell you seafood chowder, you haven't had seafood chowder until you have it in Ireland, or, and especially if you haven't had it at Fitzpatrick Castle. And I'm thinking about it, and even now while I'm talking to you, I am salivating. This is not good. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line Ethna Fitzpatrick. She is the owner and matriarch now of Fitzpatrick Castle, and in the midst of embarking upon a refurbishment, which includes changing the exterior color of the castle and bringing it back to the color it was when her dad owned Fitzpatrick Castle. I bet he's laughing somewhere.
I'd say somewhere he's having a big chuckle. No doubt about it.
I think it's great. I really think it's great. So what else is happening that we should know about? Are there any fall festivals coming up or winter festivals or things going on that would encourage people to come and not only visit Ireland, but make a point of getting outside of downtown Dublin into the wonderful area that is Killiney, known as the Beverly Hills of Dublin? You've got some fancy neighbors, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course we do. They keep very quiet when they come home. But, yeah, Bono and others, among others, Enya lives down the road. In fact, Enya lives in one of the older houses of the estate of Killiney called Aoise Castle. Mm. So, yeah, we've got some famous neighbours, all very well behaved. Don't cause any problems.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you ask about the autumn and fall, and there's always something, you know, there's always something going on in the Dublin area. We have our theatre festival starting very shortly in Dublin, and that goes on, including the Fringe, for nearly 3 weeks. So that always provides unbelievable range of entertainment and extends out to the suburbs of Killiney and Dunleary, where our brilliant theatre always has a show on every week. And Dundrum just up the way as well. I mean, there's always something on.
How far are you from...
In terms of live theatre.
How long does it take to drive from Fitzpatrick Castle to Dundrum?
Well, to Dundrum, well, on the motorway, it probably is less than 15 minutes.
No kidding. I never realized that. Because you feel so tucked away in your own little area, you know, on the hilltop where... you know, yeah. You can see out to
well,
the
I mean,
sea.
Well, I mean, you're so familiar, Stephanie, with how quick you can get onto the M50, which is the big motorway.
Right.
And we're 5 minutes from that.
So let me ask you a question.
Once you get onto that motorway from Killiney, it's three exits and you're in Dundrum.
Three exits, what is that, the M50?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you take those, when you get on the M50 close to Killiney, are you going to hit that crazy toll, or is that north of you?
No. So way before that.
I never realized that. I go to Dundrum. I'm not putting the accent on the right syllable. It's Dundrum. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Cause
yeah, well done.
So from an American point of view, it would be Dundrum, but no. Okay, Dundrum. I love the Dundrum Mall. I love, you know, the shop River Island. It's a brand.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen them
yeah,
in all the malls in Ireland. Oh my gosh, their clothes and their purses and everything, and they have stuff for children too. I mean, just gorgeous, and things you just don't see everywhere. And aside from all the other wonderful shops in that mall, if you go out, you have to go out the mall. When you go out the mall, not on the parking lot side, the parking lot's behind you. But if you're walking, so the parking lot's behind you and you're going out the front of the mall, on your left, there's like a miniature Harvey Nichols department store, but it's a little
one. That's right.
And then to the right, don't ask me anything you don't want me to have a real answer about. To the right, you have to, unfortunately, you have to go outside and you walk maybe 100 feet. So, you know, if the weather is brisk or windy or drizzly or whatever it is, you're going to have to go out in it. But it's not really a big deal. It would be nicer if they had an entrance from inside the mall into this fabulous movie theater that I think is like a 12-plex. And I have to catch up. You know, I have to catch up on my films when I'm traveling. So we'll go shopping. We'll have a bite to eat there. And we'll go into the movie theater. Or if we've planned it right, we'll go early in the day. Do our shopping, go to the movies, and get back to... And normally we do that staying at the Beacon in Sandyford, which is only like 2 miles down the road from to the Dundrum Mall. But if I had realized that you're three exits on the M50, I'd do my shopping at Dundrum when I'm at Fitzpatrick Castle.
Well, there you go.
That's fantastic.
Every time.
I've actually not only talked about but written about the parking lot, which you would call the car park, at Dundrum Mall. That thing is state-of-the-art amazing. Amazing. I mean, I could set up housekeeping in that parking lot because before you pull in, there's a digital sign telling you how many parking spaces are available inside. When you get in and you go level by level, when you get up to the first level, it'll say there's 20 spaces or there's 10 spaces. And if you don't feel like driving all over looking for the 10 spaces, go to the next level. And maybe it'll say there's 75 spaces. And then as you drive along, each row will tell you how many spaces are available in that row. So if you look to your left and there's somebody there, you might decide, I'm not going in that row. I'll go to the next one. And above each available space, there's a green light. And when you pull into the space, the light turns red. It's so civilized. And it's clean, and it doesn't smell like cars have been there. I mean, it's, and you get out, and you know, and it's inside. It's all enclosed. And you get out, and you're in the mall. So no matter what the weather, it's just the perfect place to be and shop. You know, all the times we've ever talked, we have never hit on this point, and it's really an important one. I had no idea. You really educated me today. That's wonderful. So I'm going to have to figure
out. That's good.
Well, I'm hoping that the next time we're in Ireland, you are far enough along with your refurbishment story that we can come by and see the exterior and things that have been done and are new on the interior, and especially what's going on in my favorite place to eat, the Dungeon. And that'll be grand.
Well, good. We look forward to seeing you back. And Mark, of course. We look forward to catching up, always.
Oh, for sure. And give my love to your son, Mark Scott Lennon. And I'm going to look up your son. What is it, Joseph? Who's in New York?
Joseph.
I'm going to go track him down in New York City. That's very cool. So, well, thank you for joining us. In the next hour, we're going to go talk with Lana and Sterling Z, who just came back from Ireland and Boston, and get all the information we need. So don't leave me, everybody. And thank you so much, Ethna, for joining us. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,